Okay, good evening, everyone. Please continue to take food, eat food. So why are we talking about Emuna all of a sudden when Avigdor, first of all, Shkayach Avigdor for setting this up. So when he asked me to talk about Emuna, I was trying to figure out why Emuna now. So I thought of two reasons. Number one is because finals are coming up, and I think many people are wondering about Emuna, Hishtadlos, Bitachon, and the like. And number two, I'm not sure if he realized this one when he picked this date, but really, Emuna, this week's Parsha, we find B'nai Yisrael having Emuna for the first time in the Torah. Remember, Moshe goes ahead, he's told to come to the Jewish people, tell them that God is going to redeem them. Vayeamein ha'am. And the people believed. Vayishmu ki pakad Hashem es b'nei Yisrael v'chira'a es anyam v'yikdu v'yishtachavu. And I should point out that this emuna is no small matter. Remember, Moshe had originally assumed that b'nei Yisrael wouldn't believe. V'heim lo yaminu bi. He thought, oh, come on, I'm going to come to you, the Jewish people, going to tell them that God spoke to me, God's going to redeem you. They're not going to believe. Why should they believe? You know, I'm this guy. They've never seen me and showing up and saying, oh, God's going to deliver you. But they do. B'nai Yisrael believes. They're maminim b'nai maminim. Moshe was wrong, as the Chazal tell us, for being choshe b'ksherim. B'nai Yisrael believes that amein ha'am. So in this week's parsha, we have B'nai Yisrael becoming ma'aminim. So how do they become ma'aminim? So the answer in this week's parsha, seemingly, is through miracles. Right? What happens right before? Right? Vayas ha'usos lefnei ha'am. Moshe does the osos, the miracles, and then B'nai Yisrael believe. So what I want to talk to you about today is a number of things. Number one is, how do we come to Emuna? For the most part, none of us have seen or anticipate seeing snakes turning into staffs and water turning into blood. So what does that mean for us? Why don't we see these types of miracles anymore? And as I said, since it's finals, you know, what is this? How should we look at our success and failure in school, in finals? And we'll see, actually, this is going to really give us a worldview on all of Jewish history. So what we're about to do, and you know, I think in smicha classes, as you could tell us, you know, they say, before you decide what you're going to talk about, look at the venue. So it could be that what I'm doing now is very foolish, because we're going to try to read a very challenging shtickel Torah from Rav Kook while eating pizza within a half hour. So that might be utter foolishness. But this piece, I was trying to figure out what to say, and I started reading this piece, and I was so moved by this idea that I just couldn't help but share it. So we're going to try our best. And I gave you the whole shtickle, so you could take it home and finish reading what we don't get to. But Rav Kook is going to present what I think is really a counterintuitive mahalik. It's different than probably anything you've ever heard. But it's going to give us a whole new perspective on life and on Nisim. So Rav Kook, this is from Ein Hayah, which is Rav Kook's commentary on the Agadah and Brachos. And the Gemara says like this. Mai hatov ve'einecha sisi. This is Chizkiah says, I did what was good in your eyes, God. So what was the great chiddush, the great amazing accomplishment that Chizkiah did? Amar v'yudamar, shesamach geula l'tfila. Answer number one, somech geula l'tfila. We do this every day. Before Shmon Esrei, we say Gal Yisrael. Answer number two, Reish Lakish amar shegana sefer refuos. That he hid the book of refuos. This was a book of cures, of medicinal cures. In this book may have been the cure to COVID, what everybody is looking for now, and Chizkiyahu hit it. why did he hit it? And why is that considered something good? Says Rav Kook, Darkei habitachon hem hashlemos ha'anoshi, amnam hei nechlakim, habitachon ha'pashut, im ha'shat shvich ha'lakach sheyase neis, o mitzad ha'adam ha'mala sheray lakach. So, bitachon is man's shlemos. You want to know how to become a shalem, we have to achieve bitachon. But it comes in different forms. Simple bitachon comes from trust in a miracle. Either the miracle takes place because it's needed, hashat tzrich lekach, Bnei Yisrael in trouble, Hashem sends a miracle and they're saved. Or a tzaddik, because he's ra'oi for miracles to happen. Fine, that's one type of bitachon. Aval, habitachon hatmidi, again, if you need more source sheets, they're up here. Aval habitachon hatmidi, hulios boteach b'Hashem, she'azrehu b'shtadluso. If you want to know what true bitachon is trusting that Hashem will help him in his ishtadlas. So, bitachon isn't that there's going to be a nes and Hashem is going to save me. I'm going to not study for any of my finals. I'm going to have bitachon and miraculously I'm going to get an A. That's not what bitachon is. But rather, bitachon is that Hashem will help us in our hishtadlos. V'hinei etzel in yanei klal matinu stilos. Lefamim ha'hishtadlos mishubechas u'mechuyaves u'lefamim techashev chisaron. L'mashal, matinu b'lmochemes ha'ay. Kula meleya hishtadlos al pi Hashem. U'l'umazeh b'lmochemes gidon nemar lo od ha'am rav Leman lo yispa'er alai Yisrael, lemor yadai hoshiali. V'hutzrach lemait b'shtadlos tivis. Says Rav Kook, if you learn the book of Shoftim, you'll see a flip-flop in terms of hishtadlos. Right at the beginning, we have the famous story of Yericho, a absolutely supernatural victory. A little later, we have the story of Ha'ai. The victory of Ha'ai is based off of military strategy. They lay a siege full of hishtadlos. So we go from zero hishtadlos to maximal hishtadlos. And that actually repeats itself again and again. There's a great line he quotes here, and this line is from the story of Gidon. And Hashem tells Gidon, you know what, we're going to do a miracle over here. The Jewish people need to be saved. And Hashem tells them, you know, there's still too many people, Gidon gathers the army, too many people, and with this many people, people won't appreciate that the salvation is coming from God. They're going to say, we did it. So we need to reduce the army and thereby ensure that everybody sees that this is miraculous. So we're going backwards, more towards the style of Yericho. That's at the beginning of Yoshua. Here we're in Shoftim, where Hashem needs to make this miracle that's overt. So Hashem's telling them you should be memayit and hishtadlos. So the question is, which one is better? Is it better to have maximal hishtadlos, minimum hishtadlos? So he answers, v'advarim nikarim shatalu b'matzav hamusari shel ha'am. It depends on the nation's moral level. So if I were to tell you, what a high moral level would indicate what? Great miracles, right? If you're a big tzaddik, so then Hashem will send you great nisim. And if you're on a low moral level, so then you won't be zocha to such miraculous intervention, and you'll need, you know, lower level hidden miracles, right? Nowadays, we have very few overt miracles. That must be because we're on a very low level. So Rav Kook says, actually, it's the exact opposite. And this is going to give us a whole new perspective on the miracles we're going to read in this week's Parsha and the coming week's Parshios, the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. How so? Shetachles kol sibuv ha-hanhaga kula hi lavi es ha-or das Hashem b'milua lo'olam. So the goal of all of Hashkacha, of world history, is so that the world will come to appreciate, recognize God. L'man yimshach mizeh kol ha-tovos hazmanios v'anitzchios hanimshachos miyadi'as Hashem l'amitasam. And all the success that will follow from knowing God, appreciating God, recognizing God. V'inek shadam o ha'am bechlalo o mei b'matzav musari gavala az halo me'anhaga hativit sheholeches achuza im sidri achayim ha'noshim yakir b'yoser yad Hashem. Actually, when a person is on a high spiritual level, moral level, they'll appreciate God even in nature. They will live a natural existence and they'll see God. He quotes a very interesting drasha of the Ran. We don't have time to explain this whole drasha. It's worth looking at. But this is how the Ran explains the Pesukim. The Pasuk says, V'amarta bilvalcha kolchi ve'otzem yadi asali esachay lazev v'zacharta sashem alokecha kiyo nosein locha kolach. Shebez bonein ha'adam ki achayim ha'tiviyim v'chol nesiboseyam ha'kol aruchim me'es Hashem yisborach. L'tachlis anizgav shel shleimus anoshis. Hine yoser yakir es kono k'shemaspik lo tzrachav bedvarim tiviyim. Shetzarech azeh shtadlos rabba metzido b'chachma v'das v'kochu fani v'nafshi. If you want to succeed in teva, in a world of hishtadlos, so that requires lots of work, lots of thought, lots of planning. And that will bring you to the recognition of God. V'hine yad Hashem ito al kol prat mi pratechnu osav v'yaminu tis adehu. Halo yiskarev yoser b'zel tziur ha-shlimus. That is when you'll achieve shlimus. Milu yazelo neis b'pam achas limatze lo machas rono. As opposed to God saying, oh, I'm hungry, and all of a sudden, 10 boxes of pizza shows up in the middle of shiur, right? That's not going to bring you to a mature appreciation of God. And that's how he understands the pasuk. Uve tziurcha behavana mitis kama koach v'kama otzem yad tzarich ad kidei lavo liyad lidei chel Hashem. Chayel Hashem. Ulechol tenua kala ezras Hashem drusha. You appreciate that at every step along the way, even without the miracles, you need God. Az al yidei zeh yimashech ma sh'amar v'zacharta Hashem alokech ha'kilo nosein lecha koach la'asos chayel. Amnam, binfola amima laso vinishka behevle achomer ve'elpoa l'ashem lo yavi. But if we go to a low level, we fall from that madrega. We don't look at God. Az beharboso ishtadlos lo yakir klal yad Hashem v'yomer ki yadi hoshia li. But then, if you're on a high level, you'll be able to appreciate the Hashkacha, the Yad Hashem, in your successes that are through Teva, through Ishtadlos, and in your failures that are through Teva. But if you're on a lower level, what happens? When you're successful, you attribute your success to your own efforts. And that is what causes you to forget Hashem. So, does Ishtadlos bring you to recognize your Hashem, or forget Hashem? It depends. Hishtadlos can bring you to the closest appreciation of God, or it can cause you to totally overlook and forget God. And I want to point out something. This is an idea that Rav Kook says in a number of places, which is that things in this world are almost always can yield opposite conclusions. Let's give a simple example. We're talking about ishtadlos, but we'll take the example of science. Can science bring a person closer to God? Yes. Can science bring a person away from God? Yes. Look at the heavens, and you'll see God. Or, pentisa inecha hashamayma, v'ra'isa sashemesh v'seyarech v'sakochavim v'nidachta v'ishtachavisa lahem. Raise your eyes heavenward. It's the same words. Tisa inecha shamayma. Su'u marom inechem. And it yields opposite results. In one case, it leads to heresy, idolatry. In one case, it leads to a recognition of God. It's not science that proves God, disproves God. It's us and how we approach it. And the same thing he's saying with Hishtadlos. Hishtadlos can bring you to the greatest recognition of God. You'll see God everywhere in your life. Or Hishtadlos can bring you to denial of God. Amnam. Binfol ha'amim alaso v'nishka behev le'achomer. V'alpol Hashem lo yabit. So when a nation falls and they don't see God, az barabo so Hishtadlos lo yakir. Klal yad Hashem. V'yomer ki yadayo shi'ali. V'lo yavo b'hanaga tiv'it el ha'shlemut. Instead of coming to Shlemus through Teva, alkein ha'yu anisim v'chuyavim u'muchrachim b'tchilas ha'karas das Hashem b'Yisrael. Ki na'ar Yisrael v'el avei. He's quoting a pasuk. So now let's go and try to understand our Parsha. Parsha Shmos, Va'era, Bo, B'Shalach. He quotes a pasuk here from Hosea. Yisrael was a na'ar, was a youngster, and I loved him. Avas ha-na'ar va-yeled, hu hanaga kazos, shalagadol eina b'chlal hanaga sa'ava. What is an act of love for a child is not an act of love for an adult. There's nothing that makes a kid happier than, you know, you're doing all their work for them and giving them, if I came home with a couple of boxes of pizza. So it would be a yantif. Because I think by the time I get home, they'll finish supper. So it's not worth it anymore. Right? L'mashal, avas hanar tiyak shi'iten aviv machzoro mishalo. When father gives the kid a credit card, then he feels great. V'shalayelet ha'katan tiyak shi'iten lo gam kein l'toch piv. And if it's a little kid, you even feed it into their mouth. Right? That's how you show love for your baby. You take a spoon of food and you put it into their mouth. Do that to an adult. They're not going to be very happy. V'shel agadol tia hava k'shiyam tzia lo ma'amad shiuchal anos miyagia kapo v'charitzuso. You want to help a poor, an adult who needs help? Don't give him money. Don't give him a credit card. Teach him a skill. Help him become independent. Alkein So the nisim that take place in our parshios, they are wonderful. That's what we needed. We needed the 10 plagues and the splitting of the sea and the like. That brought us to recognize God, to know God. Had God taken us out of Egypt by natural means, we never would have come to that hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when we became more mature, more elevated, as tov meod shiyisragel b'hanhaga shetavi oso lachlif koach v'lasok b'shleimus v'charitzus b'haramat karno b'chol apratim hachomrim v'hamusarim b'pnei shiyuchal kvar lishov da'as ha-shashem mimekor ha-tavat midit su'u marom enechem u'u mivar ha-eila. But we got mature. We grew up. So therefore, the first war we enter the land of Israel. First war, Yericho, supernatural, like the 10 plagues. But already, the second stage, second war, Hashem says, okay, you've seen my hand in the overt miracles. Now you're ready to see my hand in Hishtadlos. So instead of my supernaturally defeating the enemy, why don't you utilize some military strategy? Why don't you see if you can figure this out on your own? Not because if you succeed, you'll have done it on your own. I'm still there with you. The true bitachon is the bitachon that comes about through Hishtadlos. And then he continues. Things were going great, but they didn't last forever. And we know, for example, that the nation fell. And when we read the story of Gideon in the book of Shoftim, we see the Jewish people had fallen to a low point. And Hashem once again says, you know what? I see that if you're not victorious in an overtly supernatural way, so you're not going to see God. You're not going to recognize God. So you know what? there's too many people here, too many soldiers. We're not going to win this one in supernatural means. I mean, in natural means, we're going to make sure that it's an obvious nace. Fewer soldiers, fewer soldiers, fewer soldiers. Is that a reflection of the great madrega of the Jewish people? No. Adirabba. It was a sign that they had fallen, that they lacked that moral standard, and therefore it was necessary for them to return to God for there to be this supernatural means. And this brings us, maybe I'll summarize some of the points as we're running out of time, to the days of Chizkiyahu. He quotes or alludes to a fascinating medrash. The medrash describes four different kings: David, Asa, Yehoshaphat, and Chizkiyahu. David says like this. David says, "Eretefa oyev asigein. I'm going to chase the enemy, I'm going to conquer them. Asa says, he lived later, I don't have strength to kill the enemy, I'll just chase them and you kill them. Yehoshaphat came a little bit later, he says, I don't have strength to kill or even pursue them. So I'll sing a song and you'll do the rest. And then Chizkiyahu comes. Chizkiyahu says, I don't have the strength to kill, to pursue, or even to sing the song. Hashem, I'm going to go to sleep on my bed, and you take care of the rest. And of course, we know that's exactly what happens in the story of Chizkiyahu and the defeat of Ashur. So again, what does that tell us? David HaMelech is the soldier. He chases, he pursues, he... Is he on the higher Madrega or the lower Madrega? Or Klal Yisrael, higher or lower? The answer is that by the time Chizkiyahu came along, after having experienced kings who were anti-religious and campaigns to separate the Jewish people from God, Chizkiyahu said, you know, the only thing that's going to be necessary, that's going to be possible to bring the Jewish people back is this overt miracle. So that's what's needed. That's what's needed, not because we're at a great Madrega, but Dafka because we're at a low Madrega. They're only going to see God if it knocks them on the head. So I'm going to go to sleep, God. You do everything. And that's what it says, that Chizkiyahu was praised for hiding the book of medicine. He learns like Rashi, not like the Rambam. Hiding the book of medicine... Why? There's a book, Cure for COVID. Why is he praised for hiding it? We usually praise those who go to doctors. Rapo yirape, nitan rishus lerofe lerapos. Why is Chizkiyahu praised for hiding it? He's praised because he realized that at the low, low, low madrega that the Jewish people were in at his time, if they were to just be cured through medical means, they wouldn't appreciate it was God. They couldn't go to the doctor, get cured, and say, ah, Hashem saved me through the shliach of the doctor. They would have said, the doctor saved me. So it was necessary to hide it. But that's a reflection of their low madriga, not their high madriga. What does this mean for us? Says Rav Kook, Chazal point out that in the coming of Mashiach, it could happen in different ways. It could happen, as some sukkim describe, with great miracles, fanfare, extraordinary. And it could happen through more natural means. Again, if I would have asked you before tonight, so which one reflects Bnei Yisrael in the high Madrega and which one on the low Madrega? So I think, at least I would have said, oh, if they're Zoicha, then they'll get great Nisim. And if they're not so zocha, they're not so worthy, it'll come through less extraordinary means. But, adirabba, the truth is, the opposite is true. The opposite is true. The fact that we live in a world where there aren't these overt miracles is a reflection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusts us to be able to see him and find him, even in a world of darkness, in a world of hiddenness, in a world of ishtadlos. It's because he trusts us. We don't need those miracles. The miracles that we read about in this week's Parshios were because Bnei Yisrael were on a low level. They didn't know God. They were so far. They needed the miracles. They needed Dan, Sfardeya, Kinim. They needed the 10 plagues. Yes, the Kriyas Yamsuf. The lack of miracles nowadays is because Hashem believes in us, that we could see him even in our ishtadlus. And so that brings us to our avoda now and finals. So if you think you're on a very low madrega, maybe you should say, okay, I'm not going to study and let Hashem take care of it. But our avoda is to do our ishtadlus, obviously, is to see God in that ishtadlus, in the success. Go back to his original line, second line. Habitachon hatmidi hu liyot poteach b'Hashem she'azrehu b'ishtadlusa. That's true, bitachon, that Hashem is going to help me through my ishtadlus, through my tefillah, through my ishtadlus. That's what's going to bring me close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's going to allow me to see God. And so, as we turn to a time of year where we probably have to do more ishtadlus than any other time of year, it's important, I think, to remember that miracle. Remember that lesson. On the one hand, we're going to be reading the parshios of the great miracle of Hashem, and that's one way to recognize and see and appreciate and come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, we can also come to bitachon, come to emunah through the ishtadlus, through seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in teva. And if we could achieve that, the closeness that we will achieve is far more meaningful, far deeper of a connection than the connection that's achieved simply because Hashem performs these incredible miracles and we just are wowed. So we should all be zolcha to this higher, more mature madrega in Avodas Hashem. Some of this is Zimun. So